whether it's global warming or the aggressive growth of crown of thorns starfish, the impacts have been devastating for the Great Barrier Reef. But there is some good news. Scientists believe supporting some species of fish along the reef is helping to curb the crown of thorns. Dr. Scott Condy is Senior Principal Research Scientist with CSIRO Environment and lead author of the study. Just give us a background to this problem. How much of a threat can crown of thorns starfish be to coral? What sort of impact can it have on coral growth?
The crown of thorns are an amazing animal. They are native to the Great Barrier Reef, and they undergo these huge outbreaks only about every 10 to 15 years, and they just basically swarm through the reef eating coral. And, you know, a single large crown of thorns starfish can spawn like 200 million eggs at a time, and so they come out in huge numbers. And you know, this has kind of probably always happened on the reef, but their effect has been made worse by all the other cumulative pressures that we're now seeing on the reef and particularly climate change. What our research has done is we've actually, by developing new models based on sort of all the data and so on that's been collected on the Great Barrier Reef over, you know, the last decades, we've put together a model which has clearly demonstrated the huge role that some of the large fish have in controlling the crown of thorns starfish. And these fish happen to be also the ones that we like to, you know, catch and eat ourselves. What the model's been able to demonstrate is the huge role that the all the marine reserves that were established by the Reef Authority there some 20 years ago, which cover almost kind of a third of all the reefs on the Great Barrier Reef. This has essentially stopped too many fish from being taken, which is made sure we didn't have what we call a tipping point, whereby most of the fish disappear and then the crown of thorns break out almost continuously then instead of every 10 to 15 years.
So how can these species of fish be harnessed in a way or assisted so that they can improve the health of the reef and take some action against the crown of thorns?
Yeah, well, that's their natural role. And the way that we've done that so far is to just create these marine reserves, so there's no fishing on the marine reserves. And that's actually been very effective. And our research shows that we can make some sort of further marginal gains with additional well-placed reserves. But our main strategy now is really what we call manual control, where people basically go out in boats and inject the crown of thorns starfish with a solution that kills them. So we're basically helping the fish to keep the numbers down. And so those two strategies together have been, you know, quite effective in keeping the crown of thorns under control.
How would you describe the health of the reef right now, Scott?
It's obviously under pressure. It's not bad at the moment, but I think what we're really worried about is what's happening in the future, as you know, we're getting particularly these marine heat waves which bleach the coral. That's when they lose all their colour, and often that can lead to the death of the coral. So our real concern is, you know, over the next sort of 50 years that we may get to a point, if we can't control climate change, where we're getting these massive bleaching events, which you hear about in the news quite often, occurring almost every year. So plenty to do.
What's the outlook for the next sort of 25 years ahead? Is there confidence that we can maintain and replenish the reef over the next couple of decades?
Yeah, well, it will depend a lot on what climate pathway we end up on. We're doing a lot of other research in addition to work focused on the crown of thorns starfish, which is trying to come up with other strategies that might help. I mean, there's things like, you know, breeding more, selective breeding to achieve more thermally tolerant corals that can deal with heat waves better. There's even current research on how we could reduce the amount of sort of radiation coming in and hitting the reef through a process called cloud brightening, where we increase the amount of cloud artificially to protect them. So all these things are kind of, you know, they're research activities at the moment. We don't know exactly how well they will or will not work. Just doing everything we can at the moment to try and find solutions.
Dr. Scott Condy, thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much.